The following Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, January 7th, 2019.
The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She does everything you do because the woman in your life is you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Women's Spaces. My name is Elaine B. Holtz, and I'm your host. With me at the board is my friend, my partner, my engineer, and co-producer, Ken Norton. Morton, where am I going? Ken Edward Norton. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, Happy New Year. This is the first show of the year, 2019, and I have two very, very, very special guests in the studio with me. I have Mary Watts, who's the Deputy Director for the Community Action Partnership, CAP, who's going to talk about and give us all kinds of good information about the up-and-coming process of becoming a delegate for the Democratic Party. In fact, what's happening, they're actually going to have a vote on the 12th, and we'll be talking about that. Mary is part of the California Rise Together State. Very interesting, and I know we'll be talking about that with her. And also in the studio with me is a real good friend, Leslie Graves, the local producer, who is now producing the Women's March, which is going to be happening on Saturday, January 19th. And also, I found out that Leslie was so gracious. She actually, on January 10th, we're all going to be able to go to the Third Street Cinema, and I think they're sold out, and we're going to be able to watch the Women's March, and I'll be there, and if you come up and say hi to me, I'll be happy to give you a card with the Women's Spaces pledge. Well, New Year's Day was really wonderful. We spent the afternoon celebrating the new year with Southern good luck food at Councilwoman Julie Combs' home. We had black-eyed peas and wonderful collard greens. I have a little secret to tell you. The collard greens actually came from Ken and our garden. We were able to provide 15 pounds of organic collard greens. And I'll tell you, I never was a fan of collard greens, but this is the third year we provided them for Councilwoman Combs. And I'll tell you something, they are one healthy food. You should try them sometime. Well, on January 2nd, we had another meeting of Unshackled, led by Dr. Jacqueline Lawrence, and it is a place where a group of individuals are coming together and talking about their biases, their prejudice, their racism, if you will. Very interesting group. She's meeting the first Wednesday of every month at the Arlene Francis Center. And this month, it was very interesting listening to people really express some of the feelings they have about each other and some of their biases, and really coming to the place where most of us, the reason that we have these fears about one another is because we're not exposed enough. Well, that doesn't sound right. We're not familiar enough with each other. Excuse me. So having a group like Unshackled come together, it's very diverse. A shout out to all the people that showed up. We've got some Asian people, some Caucasian, we have African Americans, and it's really a very, very interesting experience. So if you go on our website, www.womenspaces.com, you'll see more information about that and what's happening next month. Like I said, it's the first Wednesday of the month from 6 to 8 at the Arlene Francis Center in downtown Santa Rosa. Anyway, anybody wants to find out more information about that, just go to www.womenspaces.com and you get all the scope. Well, I have a few announcements to make. Like I said, the movie, we're going to be showing a movie on January 10th at the Third Street Cinema. It's going to be the Women's March. I believe that was the 2017 March that they filmed. Also, the Women's March is going to be happening on January 9th at Courthouse Square, and Leslie Graves is here, and she'll be filling us in on the two events. And we'll also talk a little bit about some of the controversy that's going on. But the most important thing is women have to show up. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, show up. You know, there's certain accusations of maybe certain people are not being respected or certain people are not being invited. I mean, who knows what's going on? I mean, I remember when I used to go to school and we used to play this little game. It was called, I think, Post Office. You whispered something in somebody's ear. And by the time it got to the 10th person, it was a whole entirely different thing what it started from. And that's what I feel when I hear all the different issues going about the women's movement. The most important thing is, show up. You know, I've been around the women's movement a long time, and one of the things that I can tell you, boy, the press, whenever anything happens, is just a little negative thing is just blown up. I'm watching right now, it's really interesting, I'm watching The Handmaidens on Hulu, and it's really interesting watching that film, because sometimes I feel that's the attitude, not only the powers that be, but the press has about women and their attempt to stand up and be heard. And listen, it's pretty loud right now when you start thinking of all the women that have just been sworn in to go to Congress. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Well, a reminder now, this is very important, and next week I will be having a guest on to talk about it, but on January 20th, to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, there will be a program called Love in Action taking place at the Santa Rosa High School on Mendocino Avenue in Santa Rosa. This is their annual event, and it's a great, I mean, it's really, when you go to these events, you know, people talk, oh, I don't know anybody, oh, I feel scared, I feel unfamiliar. When you go to events like this, particularly events that support young children, because one of the things that's so wonderful about this event is the wonderful art show they have, the art contest they have with kids showing up, and everybody talking about, well, this year's theme is going to be Love in Action, so I can't wait to see some of the beautiful, beautiful artwork that these young people produce. Well, it's going to be happening again. There's going to be Sunday, January 20th. Wow, the day after the Women's March. This is going to be a very busy weekend. No need to be bored on this weekend, that's for sure. It's going to be happening on January 20th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., and that's going to be at the Santa Rosa High School Auditorium at 1235 Mendocino Avenue in Santa Rosa. So, I mean, show up. It's a wonderful, wonderful event, and a shout-out to this team. There's a small team, a group of people that get together every year that put this out. A lot of it has to do with the Community Baptist Church here in Santa Rosa. And also on the next day, Monday, the 21st. That's actually going to be the day that we will celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday. But they call it not, it's not a day off, it's a day to start working to contribute to your community, to do something in the name of freedom, in the name of justice. And next week, like I said, I'll be having some folks on to talk about the event, and also I have a wonderful, wonderful little piece of music that I'll play with Dr. King speaking. I mean, he inspired me, folks. The whole movement inspired me. I mean, it was an amazing time, and I would hate to see us go backwards with all that we have achieved so far. Well, lots to do. And I found out a little bit of gossip. I don't know if it's gossip, a little bit of information. But in Petaluma, there's going to be a 1 Billion Rising event. And they're also going to be doing the Vagina Monologues. And I will be having more information on that. They're just in the process of getting the press release done. But mark your calendars for that day. That's going to be really interesting. February 14th. And they're doing something very different this year. They're going to combine the 1 Billion Rising. That's going to be the first part. And then the Vagina Monologues, they're going to actually be doing it in English. In one theater, it's going to be done in English. In another theater, it's going to be done in Spanish. So you have two options. And I believe that this is the first time in Sonoma County that the Vagina Monologues will actually be given or presented in Spanish, Espanol. And I just think that's very exciting. So that's going to be February 14th. That's Valentine's Day, my favorite day of the year. Why? Because it's the day everybody thinks about love and peace and giving and happiness. You know, all the hearts and all the kids. I mean, I remember when my daughter used to bring me little Valentine's cards when she came home from school. So lots to think about, but that's what Women's Spaces is all about, to encourage women not only to stand up and speak out, but also to show up and let people know that you support their efforts. Well, a little quick overview of all these women that came in. Congratulations to all those women who ran for election and won. On Thursday, January 3rd, 2019, the 116th Congress makes history with the number of women and African-American and Hispanic members who were sworn in on that day. A record 120. Listen, we've come a long way, baby, but I need to make this statement. I really do. Let me give you the information, then I'll tell you what's kind of on my mind lately. Well, a record 127 women will serve in Congress, with 106 Democrats and 21 Republicans. Roughly 24% of all the seats, according to the Center for Women in Politics at Rutgers University. 25 women will serve in the Senate, with 17 Democrats and 8 Republicans. Amazing. Well, there's more Democratic women, it looks like, than there are Republicans in the Senate. That's kind of going to be an interesting mix. One of the things that I like about that, so many women are becoming involved, we kind of influence each other. You know, now when someone makes a vote, they have to look at their sisters in the face, you know, before they can agree to certain things. Well, women also hit a series of significant milestones. Deb Haaland and Charisse Davis are the first Native American women elected to Congress. Wow, what a big deal. The first two Native American women, voted to Congress. That is just amazing. Then I hope Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar are the first Muslim women set to represent their states in the House. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, we've been hearing a lot about her. I mean, she's really speaking out about this Green New Deal. And, you know, my heart goes out to these women. I really does. It's not as easy as we think when it comes to politics. There's so many compromises you have to make, so many agreements, so many times you want to say no when you have to say yes. I mean, there's all kinds of things. So these women are really in for a challenge. But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is not afraid to speak out, and neither is Abby Finkhauer, are due to be the youngest women. I mean, it's amazing the mix of women. And a shout out to all you folks out there who voted and helped get them in, and to Indivisible here across the nation with all the phone calling and all the standing up that they did. It's really amazing. It's amazing. Well, you know, we've come a long way, baby, but I'm sorry to say this, we still have a long way to go. Too many things are being threatened today. That's why we have to be patient. We have to show up. We have to let our voice be known. And there's all kinds of ways. And above all, please support your community radio stations like KBBF. Very important that we're on the air and that we have this voice. And, I mean, when I'm going to be able to interview these two beautiful women who are going to give us all kinds of good information, I mean, it would not be possible if it were not for listeners like yourself who decide to become members or do a little bit of underwriting. And all you have to do is go to www.kbbf.org, look to the right hand, and you'll see exactly what you can do, how to donate, how you can become a sustainer. And you know, folks, I would not ask you to do anything I do not do myself. I make a contribution to KBBF every month just to be on the air. All the folks here, including our program director, are all volunteers, and we need the support of the community. Well, lots to think about, you know, and I like that. I like thinking. I think a little bit too much, I think. But then again, at least we come up with different ideas and different thoughts and different ways to do things. Well, we're going to take a musical break right now. And I picked this song, A Change Is Going to Come, because, you know, we have to remember, you know, change is not something that happens overnight. It takes people, it takes organization, it takes awareness, and it takes a lot of courage to speak out and to try to do something. And this is a Sam Cooke song. The song we're going to hear is by Lila James. You know, it reminds us, one step at a time. And not to lose faith, and not to lose trust, not to lose trust in ourselves. And the most important thing when I say trust in ourselves, to trust that we matter. Our voice matters. Our vote matters. Our friendships matter. Things matter. And we can make a difference. We have over centuries made a difference. Right now we're in a little hard time, but I think everything's on the table, and we have to ask our question, have to ask one question. What kind of world do we really want? You know, what kind of world do we want, and how are we going to become involved enough to help make it happen? So let's listen to A Change Is Going to Come, sung by Lela James. And when we return, I will be talking with Mary Watts, who's going to talk about and give us all kinds of good information about the up-and-coming due process of becoming a delegate for the Democratic Party. She is also part of the California Rise Together state. Interesting, and we will definitely be talking about that. So here we go. A Change Is Going to Come, sung by Lela James.
I was one by the river in a little tent, and oh, just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a
change has already come, you know. A record 127 women will serve in Congress. Wow, that's a big deal. For you just joining in, you are listening to KBBF 89.1 FM, Calistoga, Santa Rosa. I want to remind my listeners that the opinions expressed here are not necessarily the opinions of KBBF, its board of directors, its members, or Women's Spaces. Well, welcome back. You are listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And without further ado, I want to introduce my guest with me in the studio, Mary Watts. Welcome, Mary.
Hi, thank you very much. Happy New Year.
Oh, yes, same to you. And it's thank you so much for coming in on such short notice. You know, it's really amazing that you're able to do this. I want to thank you. You mind if I tell my folks a little bit, just a little bit about you?
No.
Mary Watts is a Deputy Director for the Community Action Partnership, CAP. In June of 2018, she was selected as the Young Democrat of the Year in Sonoma County. Well, congratulations. She recently ran for Santa Rosa City Council and now is looking to become a California Democratic Party Assembly District 2 Delegate and E-Board position. She is part of the Slate California Rise Together, and we will be talking about that. Well, welcome, Mary. Welcome to Women Spaces.
Thank you.
Yeah, I remember when I interviewed you when you were running for office, you did quite well on that. Well, Mary, before we start, let's begin by talk about how a young woman like yourself, how you got into politics and what is your motivation and where do you get your confidence? I mean, you just ran a race and you had a little bit of controversy with the race, but you stood up. I mean, I really admired that, the way you stood up. And also now here you are, the next step. What is your motivation and what inspired you to become involved?
You know, I think when I was younger, my main motivation was seeing my mom. She was a single parent who worked hard against, you know, a system of inequity in order to raise three girls on her own. And I saw that no matter how little we had, she always gave back to her community. And I think that's what inspired me to go into public service from a young age. And she continues to support me in whatever I do. And I think that's probably where my confidence comes from, too. I know that as long as I put my mind to it, work hard, and have heart behind it, that I can make a difference for people.
What's your mom's name? Let's give her a shout-out.
Gloria. I think she's probably listening.
Hi, Gloria. Thank you so much for inspiring this young woman who's doing such a great job. Well, talk about a little bit about the January 12th event that's coming up. You know, I am so shocked. I mean, I have to say this. If you had not sent me an email letting me know that it happened, and I know there's a whole bunch of delegates out there that are running, I would have never even known this existed. I didn't even know this happened in our county. It's so amazing to me. So I want to thank you for that. So talk a little bit about what is California Rise Together, Slate? What is that all about?
So we're a group of mostly on the younger side, but we have a pretty diverse group. We have labor representatives, parents, single parents, small business owners, you know, people like myself that are in the nonprofit world. And we're all coming together to represent Assembly District 2, which is a large district all the way from Santa Rosa, Humboldt, Mendocino, Trinity, all the way up to the Oregon border. So we want to make sure that we're a diverse group of people with lots of different backgrounds and strong in our own sectors, but coming together to really make sure the Democratic Party is listening to all voices, especially as we move into 2020. You know, we want a Democrat in the White House, and we need to make sure that we all work hard to ensure that not only we elect someone, but we hold them up to the standards that we set.
Well, you know, it's amazing when you mentioned 2020. 2020, we're going to be celebrating 100 years since we got the vote. Here we have 127 women going into Congress, which is amazing. You know, although I have to say this, you know, we have a majority of women on our Board of Supervisors, and they compromise the human rights organization here in Sonoma County, the Human Rights Committee, and they also the Commission on the Status of Women. So I am as excited as I am. I'm kind of holding back and watching because I realize on so many levels it's still difficult for women to really stand up and say no. So I just wanted to throw that in. So how did you get involved with California Rise? I mean, is it a new organization, or what was the motivation behind it?
I think after, you know, the November elections, there were a group of us that saw that even if we weren't successful locally in our campaigns, but how can we really make a difference on, you know, a larger scale? And we have Ariel Kelly, who's running, and she's in the Healdsburg area. She decided to kind of contact all of us and put together a group of people that she felt would really represent not just Sonoma County, but all different voices in the district. And we decided to put our hat in the ring. And a lot of the time, people from the Sonoma area generally haven't run for the Assembly districts because our location for the voting is not necessarily always in Sonoma County. So we wanted to make sure that we use this opportunity to be heard at the state level.
Well, you know, it's real interesting. It's going to be happening on the 12th. I have a few, we're going to talk a few other things, but I just want to make a little statement to the folks out there listening. You know, oftentimes we complain. We complain about our electric officials. We complain about this, but this is not happening. Well, you know, if you pay attention to who you're voting for and you vote for the right people, you might get more of what you want. If you don't pay attention, it's not going to happen. And here at this specific meeting, which is so exciting to me, I mean, when I think about it, here is where you elect the delegates that are going to represent you on the party that you're supporting. And so you have access to them. Where you might not have access to the president.
Exactly.
But you got access to your board of supervisors, your city council, and your delegates. So it to me, it's very exciting. And also, you have a chance to vote on another level to say, I want this person not only to represent me just in office, but to they're my voice. Would you agree with that?
I agree. You know, I think that's one of the reasons why I decided to do this. I was hesitant at first because, you know, I ran a campaign and it's stressful and tiring. I didn't know if I wanted to get into having to put myself out there right away. But I realized that just as much as I want to see a woman in the White House someday, I feel that it's important that, you know, young people get invested in the Democratic Party and see delegates that look like them. And so I think that that's why I decided to do this. And, you know, it's another opportunity for us to be involved. And it's kind of an insider game. A lot of people don't even know this is happening. So we want to make sure that we let the word out there and know everyone has an opportunity, if you're a registered Democrat in Assembly District 2, come out and vote on January 12th.
It's really exciting. And like I said, I mean, I have to give you credit. I mean, I did not have no notice from anybody. All of a sudden, on Facebook, I saw something, but nothing personal. And, you know, that's another thing I'm finding out, too, is that we don't use the media enough. You know, we think the only game in town is the press Democrat. It's not. There's many, many. By the way, folks, just to let you know, the Sonoma County Gazette is on the street right now. And we really, I just want to do a shout out to Vesta, who runs the Sonoma County Gazette, to say thank you to all the work she did. This issue is just superb. You need to pick it up. It's free, etc. Okay, well, let's just get a little bit back on this position. Now, what are you exactly running for? You're running for to be a delegate, and you're also running for what is known as the e-board. So it sounds to me like in this organization, there are two parts. There's the delegates, and then there's this board.
Exactly. So the delegates in every assembly district, there are 7 female spots and 7 male spots, but only one spot for the executive board. So I'm running for both. And with the e-board, I'm the only one running in Sonoma County for this position. And it's really having a little bit more of an extra vote when it comes to some of these statewide issues for the Democratic Party. It's a few different meetings a year, but the most important thing I think coming up is that these delegates are going to select the new chair for the Democratic Party, which means a lot, not just for California, but across the entire nation. So there's a lot of really big, important decisions. And as we face, you know, different crises locally, like affordable housing, we want to make sure that the Democratic Party is invested in what's needed in the local communities and fighting for that all the way up to the state and national level.
Well, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but one of the disappointments I had in the last election was Hillary Clinton, is when she picked that guy to be vice president. I didn't even know who he was. You know, who was he? You know, no personality, nothing. When you have Bernie Sanders getting all these votes, I mean, it's just amazing the way the political structure works. So I hope young people like yourself can make some changes. Well, we're coming to the end of this segment, my love. So why don't you, anything else you'd like to share? And another thing I want to ask you, too, you work for the where are you a deputy at?
At Community Action Partnership.
Now, I'm a little bit familiar with that, but not exactly. What exactly is it that they do?
So we are an anti-poverty agency in Sonoma County. We serve about 11,000 people a year. We have a lot of early childhood education programs. We run all the Head Start preschools in Sonoma County, housing, homeless services, dental programs. So we pretty much will provide any sort of service that will help alleviate poverty for a family. And we started 51 years ago in Sonoma County, and we're still going strong. And, you know, poverty is not something that's an easy thing to solve. But if we can, you know, help on the service level as well as the policy level, we can really make a dent here in Sonoma County.
Well, what is exactly that you do as a deputy?
So I oversee programs and some of our operations. So I, you know, I get to do a little bit of the administration work, but I also get to see, you know, the impact that we make for our clients every day. So I kind of have the best of both worlds.
Well, Mary, I'll tell you, you do. And thank you so much again for coming on to Women's Spaces and giving us all this information. So let's just go this through this very slowly. The first thing is, it's on January 12th. What time and where is it happening? And I know there's a breakfast that's involved. In fact, I was so excited about this. I actually paid to go to the breakfast. I didn't even call to say, hey, do you got a press pass? You know, I just say, no, I'm just going. I don't want to go. I want to be there and I want to see what's happening.
So I'll give a shout out to the breakfast. It's Blue, Green, Eggs, and Ham. It's a collaborative effort, and it's about the post-election. And then right after that, in the same building, which is at Odd Fellows Hall in Santa Rosa, the elections for the assembly district delegates will happen. So I think the breakfast starts at 8:30 or 9, and voting for the assembly district starts at 11.
Are people going to make speeches or to let us know who they are?
Yes, so speeches will start at 10:30, and they're if you go to California Democratic Party website, which is cadem.org, you can see all of the candidates and their statements, and then we will be making speeches at the site.
Well, Mary Watts, I want to thank you so much for being here, and I want to remind my folks, behind every great woman is a great mother. So thank you so much. That was wonderful that you brought that up, and thank you so much for being here, and I want to wish you all success in the world.
Thank you so much.
On the 12th. Thank you. Ooh, I'll tell you, it gives me chills when I think of all these young people and their energy and their willingness to stand up and to do something for this world, for this planet. I mean, folks, we're facing some pretty intense issues. We need the best representation that we can get. Well, we're going to take another musical break, and the song that I'm going to play, this is one of my favorite songs. I'll never forget when I was on television when 1 Billion Rising, the first time that they did the dance, and this song came out called Break the Chain, and it actually sung by a group called 1 Billion Rising. I want to do a shout out to Eve Ansler for all the wonderful work she's done for women across the globe. And also, you know, like I said, February 14th, there's going to be all kinds of actions going on around Sonoma County and in the Bay Area in San Francisco and Oakland. In fact, I want anybody out there listening that has access to information about where the various February 14th events and 1 Billion Risings, and also if any of the Vagina Monologues are being shown across the here in Northern California, to please email me at www.womenspaces.com. Happy to make an announcement. Happy to try to have somebody on the air. Well, we're going to take a musical break, and we're going to listen to the song Break the Chain, sung by 1 Billion Rising. The song was written by the annual 1 Billion Rising that will be happening over the nation on Valentine's Day. When we come back, I will be talking with Leslie Graves, our local coordinator here, who's coordinating the Women's March here on January 20th.
I raise my arms to the sky. On my knees, I pray.
Don't even
wish I could see 1 billion women rising. I mean, can you imagine what that would look like? Amazing. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And without further ado, I want to introduce my guest in the studio, Leslie Graves. Welcome, Leslie. Welcome to Women's Spaces.
Thank you so much for having me, and Happy New Year to all the listeners out there. I know it's the first show of the new year, and it's so inspiring to be here. So it was great to listen to Mary earlier. So I love that information, and I'll see you on the 12th. Definitely going to join in.
I know, we both got tickets. I mean, I hope it's a good breakfast. I hope it's organic, guys. Anyway, Leslie, before we start, do you mind if I tell our listeners just a little bit about you?
Please.
Leslie Graves, a dear friend, is a local event producer and manager who stepped into the role of organizing the 2018 Women's March in Santa Rosa. When it became apparent no event was planned. Boy, I remember that, Leslie. I remember I had you in the show, and I remember when you walked out, you asked me to introduce Linda Hopkins, so I really thank you.
Yeah, great.
Leslie is a mom, a wife, and is active in the community by volunteering, staying informed, and voting. With a background as a program and event director at local nonprofits and marketing for national retailers, Leslie is happy to volunteer to help create a platform to the continued pursuit of women's rights and human rights for all by organizing the upcoming 2019 Women's March in Santa Rosa on January 19th in Courthouse, downtown Courthouse Square. Well, welcome. Anything else you'd like to add that we've left off or anything you'd like to mention?
Well, you know what? That was really covered it all. Just thanks to all the people who really support, not just what I do, but support the movement here locally and support the event. It's definitely not a one-person show. It involves a lot of folks making it all happen.
Well, tell us, how did you first get involved? I mean, I remember last year. I remember the year before, the march was huge. I mean, it's just huge. I remember walking straight down the avenue, and there's this, on the federal building, there's this big, like, it's like a mirror, and you could see that's just thousands of people. It was just amazing. And then next year, boom, nothing. So how was it that you got involved? What did you get a phone call? Did someone come and ask you? What was it?
Yeah. Well, I just want to give, you know, an honor out there to the organizers in 2017. You know, they did it really quickly, really well. Tons of people came out, and that was a great representation of our community. And we're going to pay a lot of honor and respect to that by having that movie showing on the 10th. That's upcoming this Thursday. It is an event that is sold out. We have 290 seats. And sold out, I shouldn't even use the word sold out, because it's a free event. That's right, with sponsorship and the gracious support of the director who will be there himself, Misha Hedges, to say a few words. We actually filled 290 seats completely free. Thank you to Santa Rosa Cinemas to giving us that theater to fill up on Thursday the 10th at 6 o'clock. So we're paying a little honor to the 2017 march, because it is depicted in the movie right here in Santa Rosa. And 2018, you know, it wasn't squelch, it wasn't nothing. We had 5,000 people come out to Courthouse Square. It was just that 3 weeks before the event on January 20th, there hadn't been anything planned. I think it was a matter of, well, somebody else is going to do it. Somebody else is going to do it. I think that's what everybody was thinking. And you know what? There was a Facebook post that went out and said, hey, why isn't it happening? And I just happened to see that post and say, you know what? I'll do it. Because I was really familiar with putting on large events in Courthouse Square, and I had the energy and the time, and I was happy to make it happen.
Well, what were some of your challenges when you say you're glad to make it happen? How do you make these events happen?
Well, you know what? Some of it, you don't want to give away all the challenges, because you want it to be a really enjoyable event for those folks that are coming out. So I don't want to necessarily give away all the scene, all the things that happen behind the scenes.
Let me clarify something.
Yeah.
For you. The reason that I asked for the challenges like that is because this is Women's Spaces, and there are women out there, and they have, you know, when you go to an event, it looks like, oh, how wonderful. You don't realize that it takes commitment. It takes tenacity, it takes confidence, it takes all kinds of things. So that's why I asked for what were some of your challenges. So just give us maybe a teeny one.
tiny ones are, you know, just organizing in a way that gets the word out, you know, letting folks know what is happening. And I think social media is a great platform right now. And thankfully, our community is really dialed in. So they do help to get the word out by seeing those posts and sharing, you know, and then there's like the logistics. You got to have a permit. You got to have some porta potties. You know, those are nice things to have. It's great to have a sound system. It's great to have a stage, those kinds of things. What happens is that people that I know and that I've worked with in the past over 20 years of making events happen in Santa Rosa and Sonoma County, they step up. They raise their hand and they say, hey, how can I help you out? How can I get you some supplies? How can I be there that day? So those challenges get minimized because there's so many good people when it's a good cause here in Sonoma County.
So what you're saying is you build your social capital and they come through for you. I mean, that's so important to understand that. People don't realize that you have to build social capital to be able to move on some of these things.
I like that term. I'm going to use it.
Well, no, it's true. I mean, you're gathering, you know, people. When they like you, when you do something, they want to join, they want to help, they want to do that. Well, here it is, 2019, and we're celebrating the Women's March, and I would like to give my listeners a little bit of update. Now, first of all, you and I have had some great conversations about some of the controversy, and I really appreciate that. And I think the most important thing, like I said at the beginning of the show, the most important thing is that we show up. You know, there's always going to be controversy, no matter what. I mean, look at our government is shut down. You know, and people still have to show up. So how have you addressed that? I mean, has people come to you and says, oh, it's not going to happen. It's going to happen. I know there's actually going to be one in Sonoma Valley that they just sent an announcement. So what is your thought on that?
Yeah, well, first I want to point out that the local events, not only the Santa Rosa event, the Women's March on January 19th in Courthouse Square, but also there's an event in Petaluma, Sonoma Valley. There's one in San Francisco. There's ones in Contra Costa and Oakland and Ukiah. All of these events are independent of anything that's happening at the national level with the National Women's March. The Women's March started in 2017, and it was a national call to action. Millions of women showed up, which was absolutely fantastic, and they showed up again in 2018. We're actually hoping that they're going to show up in droves again in 2019. Those things that are happening at the national level, and there is some controversy about the leaders of the Women's March nationally, has nothing to do with what is happening here locally. We don't take any money, we don't take any funding, any organizational cues, any support, any direction from those national leaders. We are called Women's March because that's not a trademarked name, and it is in fact what we do. Women are going to march, and this Saturday on January 19th, what's going to happen is we're going to march on the streets of downtown Santa Rosa. So we're going to have a rally. We're going to have fabulous speakers. We've got a great lineup. And part of how I address some of that controversy is the lineup is diverse. It is inclusive and it is representative of our community. And thank goodness these speakers, every one of them that I asked, jumped at the chance to come out and speak and represent.
Give us an idea of who's coming.
Yeah, so we'll start it off with Rabbi Stephanie Kramer from Congregation Shamra Torah. Thanks for Shamra Torah for stepping up and for Rabbi Stephanie Kramer for coming out. Victoria Fleming, City of Santa Rosa City Council Member, District 4. Esther Lemus, Town of Windsor Council Member. Marta Cruz, City of Cloverdale Council Member. And I just want to say that Victoria, Esther, and Marta are three women who were just elected in 2018 for those positions in their city councils. And they were not necessarily involved in a lot of local politics prior to that on an elected official level. And here they are. They are now taking a seat at the table and representing us. And that's so important because they inspire us. We've got Raquel Myers, a lead staff attorney for the National Indian Justice Center, and also Jaden Lim, her niece, a youth tribal ambassador for California Indian Museum and Cultural Center, both representing the Pomo Indian Tribe. Celeste Austin, a director of special programs at the Living Room. Lindsay Rose Bertina, a curriculum developer at Meta Center for Nonviolence, and Mandy Brooks, executive director for the North Bay Women in Music Collective. So a lot of voices, and also the people who come to the event on January 19th, starting at 10 a.m. in Courthouse Square, It is diverse. It is wonderful. The diversity is with ages and families and different racial ethnicities and different classes and different views. We're not necessarily all going to stand shoulder to shoulder and agree with every single point that we may have and different values that we may have. But you know what? We're going to come together because we're coming together under the umbrella of fighting for women's rights and human rights for all. And when we do that, we know that there's no room for hate. There is no room for bigotry. And there is no room for things like anti-Semitism or white supremacy. And those are the things that we're fighting about. And that's more important than those little squabbles between each other.
Well, you know, it's really interesting that you say that. I really want to do a plug again for the Unshackled program that Dr. Jacqueline Lawrence is handling here in Sonoma County. I mean, when you talk about racism, it lives in all of us. I mean, anti-Semitism lives in all of us. I mean, it's something that we've all grown up with. It's all been a part. It's in the movies. It's everywhere we go. And so it's so important that people show up, get to know each other, shake hands and say hi, you know. It's not as scary. And the most important thing, to show up as women. And one thing I want to encourage, you know, the saddest part about the whole women's movement is the media, for some reason, always brings up that we're men haters. Well, we are not men haters. Feminists are not men. I'm not a man hater. I mean, I have my partner sitting here right in the studio with me every week. I mean, God forbid I would hate him. No, I love him to pieces. But the most important thing is to bring the men along. If there, it's not an exclusive march. It's for both people, but you are there as a man to support the woman you're with, because we need men to support us. That's, you know, when we look at it, that is men's role, is to be supportive. And we support them, they support us, and that's what makes a healthy, healthy, healthy experience.
And I want to give a shout out that, you know, it is a completely inclusive event, and it is diverse, and there will be men, there will be women in droves, and there will be those people who identify non-binary as well. We have an LGBTQ community. We have Sonoma County Pride is going to be there. Actually, Dr. Jacqueline Lawrence will be there. I know she'll be tabling next to you for Women's Spaces and the National Organization for Women, Sonoma County chapter. There are going to be so many voices that are going to be represented, and it you know what? We need to look around. We need not only to look around and on that surface of what we all look like, but ask those questions, shake those hands. I'm glad that you bring that up, because we need to chat with each other and find out those deeper stories, find out those deeper parts of our voices that are in each and every single one of us, that we represent more than our outside appearance. So I really appreciate everybody for coming out, because I think it's going to be one of those events again where the community aspect of it is just tremendous. So January 19th, Courthouse Square, starting at 10 a.m. and we march at 12.
Oh my goodness. You know, I just love your enthusiasm. I mean, I feel I'm already there. I feel I'm already moving. And you know, I thought I'd do something really special, because this is the first show of the year. It's Happy New Year's. You know, I play the theme song, The Woman in Your Life Is You. It's by Alex Dopkin. And God bless you, Alex. She gave me the permission, as long as I'm on the air, that I can use it as a theme song. And I really appreciate it. And she's part of a group called Lavender Jane. You know, it's just an amazing, amazing song. So what I thought we would do to end the show, and maybe before I say a few last words, is let's play that song. It's called The Women in Your Life Is You, sung by Alec Dopkin. So you want to go ahead, Ken, and gear that up. This is our theme song here, and listen to the words. Just listen to the words.
The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She does everything you do, because the woman in your life is you. The woman in your life knows simply what is true. She knows a simple way to touch, to make you whole now. The woman in your life, she can touch so easily. She knows everything you do, because the woman in your life is you. And who knows more? your story, about your struggles in the world. Who cares more to bless your weary shores than the woman in your life as she's trying to come through? A woman's voice with messages, a woman's feelings. Take you home now, the woman in your life. She can wait so easily. She knows everything you do because the woman in your life is you. Because the woman in your life, the woman in your life, the woman in your life is you.
I remember when I first heard that song, I didn't even know I had a woman in my life that was me. It was amazing. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces. I'm here with Leslie Graves. I'm so sorry, the organizer of the Women's March happening here in Santa Rosa. Would you like to say a few last words, Leslie? We're coming to the end of the segment. The dates again. I know we're all sold out. Are there any tickets that may be available if people?
Yeah, definitely. So the Women's March itself, remember, that's going to be on January 19th. That's a Saturday in Courthouse Square, downtown Santa Rosa, starting at 10 a.m. We'll have free poster making supplies, children's activities, music. 11 a.m. is going to be when our speakers go on stage. At 12 o'clock, we'll step off for that march on downtown Santa Rosa streets. And at 1:30, we'll conclude. Great community tables, organizations coming out to table. So be there and be ready to learn a little bit from those organizations, as well as be inspired by the speakers, so that going into 2019, all the way to 2020, you'll be able to take some meaningful action in your local politics as well as the national level. And then on this Thursday, January 10th, we are doing a free community film screening of the Women's March, which highlights the 2017 March. And that event, while we have all full seats right now, when people do cancel, then I'm taking from the waiting list and plugging in those seats. So contact me at srwm2019@gmail.com or check out our Facebook page at Santa Rosa Women's March 2019.
Well, thank you so much, Leslie, and thank you so much for doing this for our community. Well, that's it for our folks. A special thank you to Leslie Graves, local producer, who is now producing the Women's March that's happening on Saturday, January 19th, and Mary Watts, Deputy Director for the Community Action Partnership CAP and the Delegate for the Democratic Party Central Committee. All information and websites are listed on Women's Spaces at www.womenspaces.com. Well, a reminder, tell your friends, Women's Spaces will be aired again at 11 o'clock tonight. I am so excited I get to listen to my own program. Also, I'm available for speaking engagements, and if you have any announcements you'd like to make on the air, like birthdays or anniversaries, do not hesitate to call me. This is Elaine B. Holt. You've been listening to Women's Spaces. Thank you so much, and I look forward to being with you the next time. And Happy New Year.
The previous Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, January 7th, 2019.